At his knock, the door was opened, and the boy darted in and shouted, "Oh, dear Hirschvogel, except for the thought of you, I should have died." It was a large room into which he rushed with so much pleasure. At one end of it, sending out warmth and color together, as the lamp shed its rays upon it, was a big stove of porcelain, shining with all the hues of a queen's jewels. On the stove were the letters A.R.H., for it was the work of a great potter, Augustin Hirschvogel, who always signed his work in that way. The stove, no doubt, had stood in palaces. It was a royal thing. Yet it had never been more useful than it was now in this poor room, sending down comfort into the troop of children, tumbled together on a wolfskin at its feet, who received August with shouts of joy. "Oh, dear Hirschvogel, I am so cold, so cold," said August, kissing its gilded lion's claws. "Is father not in, Dorothea?" he said, speaking to his oldest sister. "No, dear, he is late. But he says we are never to wait for him."
"We will have supper."
"Now you have come home," said Dorothea.